Have you ever wondered what Padre Pio's relationship with the popes of his time was like? Well, today's story will reveal the deep bond he shared with Venerable Pius XII and the incredible moment Padre Pio saw him in heaven. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. A heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your unwavering support makes these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member, we invite you to join us today and receive special spiritual and material benefits. Most importantly, regular masses offered for your intentions. As Pope Benedict XV said, the Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than after death. You'll also be a part of a prayerful community, bringing comfort and strength to you and your loved ones. Click the link below to join this blessed mission under Padre Pio's protection. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, Everybody's Cyrenian, by Father Alessandro da Ripabottoni. In today's account, we'll touch on the relationship between Padre Pio and Pope Pius XII, a pope who not only admired Padre Pio's holiness, but also extended his heartfelt support during difficult times. And, as you'll soon hear, this was the pope Padre Pio saw in heavenly glory. Without further ado, let's have a look at what the author had to share. The life of Padre Pio was marked by profound suffering and overwhelming love for God and mankind. As Father Alessandro beautifully puts it, Padre Pio's heart burned with a consuming fire, a fire that devoured him as a sacrificial victim for the salvation of souls. Many expressed their gratitude, both in person and through heartfelt letters, recounting the spiritual and temporal graces they had received from him. Amidst these heartfelt demonstrations of admiration and love, Padre Pio, in his simplicity and humility, attributed all of it to the glory of God, the author of all good, never taking credit for himself. But despite his countless miracles and tireless dedication to leading souls back to God, Padre Pio faced relentless opposition even from within the church. As the author notes, some of his persecutors were aligned with Satan, actively working to remove him from his ministry. Though he appeared unaffected on the outside, his soul carried immense sorrow, as testified by his close friend and confessor, Father Agostino, in his diary. Yet, Padre Pio carried on in God's name. January 22, 1953, marked the 50th anniversary of Padre Pio receiving the Capuchin habit. Father Agostino recorded the event in his diary, marveling at the sheer number of people who flocked to San Giovanni Rotondo. The small, old church couldn't contain the multitude of people. He also noted the significant number of testimonies of graces received and conversions of communists and unbelievers. The volume of letters sent to Padre Pio also increased dramatically. But trials soon followed. By late 1954, rumors began circulating about efforts to remove Padre Pio from his ministry. These challenges only highlighted the contrast between his detractors and those who supported him, such as Pope Pius XII. The relationship between Padre Pio and Pope Pius XII was of mutual respect and admiration. The Pope expressed his high regard for the friar, and in turn, Padre Pio prayed for the Pope's health. When a group of French pilgrims asked the Pope whether they should visit San Giovanni Rotondo, he replied, "Yes, yes, go. You will receive blessings." Furthermore, during a private audience with missionaries from the province of Foggia in 1949, Pope Pius XII expressed his personal interest in Padre Pio. Here's how the exchange went. The Pope asked, "From which province are you?" "The province of Foggia, Your Holiness, from Padre Pio's province," replied the missionary. The Pope then responded, "I know. How is Padre Pio? Many people go there, don't they?" "Yes, Holy Father, and he does much good for them," the missionary said. The Pope then declared, "He is a holy man." Padre Pio was deeply grieved by the Pope's death in 1958. However, on November 18, 1958, Father Agostino noted in his diary that the Lord allowed Padre Pio to see the late Pope in the glory of paradise. Imagine the joy Padre Pio must have felt at that moment, seeing the kind and supportive Pope welcomed into eternal glory. Pius XII was declared venerable in 2009 by Pope Benedict XVI. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.